Dear friends, one of the things about being a priest and not having a biological family of my own, I love being an uncle. Okay, I love being an uncle. My little brother has two sons. Dominic, he is 2, and he's almost 3 in December. And then he has another little boy, Fulton, and he's almost 1. He'll be 1 in October. But one of the things that I've noticed, the other cool thing about kind of being an uncle and a priest and not having a family of your own, you get to, like, be over there, rile them up, and then you get to leave. So that's one of the built-in benefits to it all. But I love being an uncle and seeing these little boys grow up. Because one of the things you notice, or at least that I notice, basically, especially with the 2-year-old, first, he has an incredible openness to everything. I mean, the world is a complete adventure. You can teach him anything. He's like a little sponge. He just soaks everything up. You tell him to say something, he'll say it. So my little brother has trained him. He'll say, Dominic, he'll say, Dominic, hold on, what does he say? He says, Dominic, to be, and then he'll say, to be or not to be? That is the question. Just little things like that. Kids soak these things up. They're completely open, and they have no obstacles between themselves and the world and what my brother and sister-in-law want to teach him. The second thing that I notice with him is that he doesn't know the word, but he understands providence. In that, everything has to be given to him, right? Everything has to be given to him. He can't go to the fridge until he's, you know, a teenager, right? And open it up, as every teenage boy does, just opens the fridge and looks in it and just says, what can I devour, right? He can't decide for himself, what am I going to eat? What am I going to, how do I get myself ready for bed? Or how do I get myself out of bed in the morning, right? He understands providence, that everything is given to him, everything is received, and that he has to rely on mom and dad. And the third thing that I notice with Dominic is trust. Trust. That kids, especially at that age, they have an inherent trust for their mom and dad, especially. Whatever's put in front of them, hopefully, they eat. They don't question. They might not think, is this good or is this bad for me? I was at a wedding of my sister, and there was at one point my brother, my brother's big, he's 6'5" like me as well, but he's taking Dominic, I don't know how much he weighs, but throwing him up in the air and catching him every time. Okay, I mean, throwing him 5 feet in the air. I mean, like a little gymnast, right? Dominic has no idea. He doesn't understand what would happen if there was an accident, right? That it would be traumatic. He is completely trusting. I mean, he's laughing. He's smiling. He is loving being thrown up in the air by dad and coming down into his arms. It's this complete and utter trust. So seeing my nephews grow up, they come to mind when we read the gospel today. When Jesus says that, when the apostles are talking about who's the greatest, what does Jesus do? Jesus takes a child and places it in their midst and basically says, if you want to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, be like this child. Be like this child. Because all the saints, whenever they talk about how we are to grow in holiness and how we are to relate to God, all the saints say, be childlike. Be like this child. The way that my nephew relates to his parents, the way that little children relate to their parents, that's how God wants us to relate to him. God wants us to be completely open, soaking everything up. Everything that God wants to teach us, everything that God wants to give us, he wants us to be completely receptive and open. Second, God wants us to be aware of his providence. That God's going to take care of us, you know? Many times if we're going through a particularly difficult time in our lives, it's the temptation to think, I'm all alone, or I'm the only one who has to deal with this, right? That's the temptation. But our Lord wants to tell us that he will give us everything that we need. That's what we call providence. We know that God will give us everything we need, both spiritually and also bodily. God is a provident Father. He wants what's best for us, and so he's going to give to his children what we need. And the third, God wants us to trust him. Just as parents trust, or just as children trust their parents in everything, that complete and utter trust, knowing that if my dad is throwing me in the air, I know that he's going to catch me when I come down. That's the trust that God wants us to have in him. That wherever we find ourselves, that we trust. God knows what is best for us, and God has a plan for us. And so this gift of being a child in relation to God, this childlikeness, this is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we should pray about, right? You know, there are seven gifts of the Holy Spirit that we are given in baptism, and then they are renewed in the sacrament of confirmation. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. And it's piety that this gift is. The gift of piety, sometimes in the world when we think of something that is pious, we think like they're a pretty picture on the front of a holy card or something like that. But the actual meaning of the gift of piety is being a son or daughter of God, knowing that he is our loving Father. That's what true piety is, okay? So we should pray specifically for that gift of piety, of that gift of childlikeness. And it's interesting that the saints always make a distinction between being childlike and childish. You know, we don't want to be childish. Childish, you know, would be like immaturity. You know, like when a kid, they don't get what they want, so they kind of, you know, throw a fit. That's childishness, and God doesn't want us to be like that. He wants us to be childlike. This openness, this knowing of God in his providential care, and being completely trusting to our Heavenly Father. That, the saints say, is the most sure way to heaven. And these are saints that we can trust. We can trust them all. But this is Mother Teresa, this is Saint Therese. These are some of the big hitters in the world of the saints. Childlikeness. And so today, as we gather for this Holy Mass and as we approach our Lord at this altar, let us ask him for that grace. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to send us the gift of piety, the gift of piety, so that we may know and be aware, but also live this reality every day, no matter what this week may bring, no matter what next month may bring, that we may always know we are sons and daughters of God, and we are in the arms of a loving, provident, and trustful Father in heaven. Amen.